We're going to switch gears and talk about Springfield and talk about the state of Illinois and some good things for a change about the state of Illinois with State Representative Tim Butler, Republican from Springfield. Known Tim for many years, been, I would say a governmental operative, not a political operative, but a governmental operative. With his work with
20 plus years. Yeah.
Yes. And, he's also a member of the Illinois Bicentennial Commission.
Yeah.
And it's your first time here in the Showcase studio. Unfortunately, I've, one of the last people to be here.
I've been in here before with Ray LaHood when he was on here, but that's not certainly as a guest. So it's a big honor for me to be in here, and certainly a bittersweet time to be in the Tribune building, that's for sure.
Well, glad to have you here. And as I said, you know, lost in all of the political battles and everything is the fact this is the 200th anniversary of the state of Illinois. And there's all kinds of celebrations being planned, but I don't think it's getting as much attention as it should.
Yeah, unfortunately, especially given the last couple of years, what we've had in state government with the budget impasse and some of the problems that we have, I think we've kind of lost the idea that we are celebrating our 200th anniversary in December of this year. And so the governor about a year and a half ago constituted a bicentennial commission to help plan statewide for things to help us celebrate the 200th birthday. I was honored to be appointed the Leader Durkin's appointee to the Bicentennial Commission. So we get together, the commission gets together on a quarterly basis. We just got together on Thursday here in Chicago and to help plan the activities. There's some staff, there's a governor's office of the Bicentennial that have helped plan it. So really there are a lot of items happening around the state, have been happening throughout the year, and will be culminating on December 3rd, which is Statehood Day, with a gala celebration at the United Center, which should be a pretty cool event.
But a lot of stuff going on around Springfield.
Absolutely. There's in Springfield, we've got a lot of activities taking place. The governor's mansion has been rehabbed, a $15 million renovation of the governor's mansion that's been led by Governor Rauner that will be officially open to the public again in July. We've got the Bicentennial Plaza under construction, which is right by the governor's mansion across the street. The Illinois Realtors have put in money to reconstruct the street into a pedestrian plaza. It'll be a great gathering spot in Springfield. All sorts of activities. The Presidential Museum has a great exhibit of the four presidents from Illinois, Lincoln, Grant, Reagan, and Obama, that's in celebration of our bicentennial year, and all sorts of good activities that are happening, that's for sure.
Well, and as I said, when we talk about the politics and kind of the divisiveness, there's also the kind of a regional divisiveness that exists too, and it's hard to remember that that's part of our diversity, is part of the strength of the state.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a very diverse state. From Wisconsin to Kentucky, basically, you see a wide variety of people and backgrounds, accents, everything across the state. My family's history, as with so many people, started with coming up through southern Illinois as Illinois was settled, going north, actually. A lot of people forget Chicago always wasn't the largest city in the state of Illinois. We were settled from the south up. And so that's one of the things that we're celebrating during the bicentennial is the differences in the state of Illinois and the heritage that we have as kind of a melting pot of the country and the way that we've come together. And I think it's an exciting time for the state. We have come through some tough times, and I think it's good for us to reflect back on our 200 years on who we are and then look forward to the future. I do think even though we struggle as a state right now, we do have a bright future. We're smack dab in the middle of the country. We're a leader in so many things across the country. We're a transportation hub. We're a leader in business, things like agriculture. We're a leader in the arts. And I think we have a lot of good things to celebrate and certainly a lot of good things that will carry us forward.
Well, and you with your familiarity with Central Illinois, I mean, one of the things, this, I think it'd be a great time to use this bicentennial and do a Route 66 tour.
Well, you know me well. I'm a Route 66 fan. I live on Route 66, an original lineman of 66 in Springfield. A lot of people don't realize that Route 66 just begins right down the street here, right by the Art Institute. And actually, the governor's going to lead a motorcycle ride down Route 66 on August 26th to make some stops along the way, which should be a great thing. 66 is really, I think, an untapped thing for our state when it comes to tourism.
I mean, I know there's people like you, and there's a number of great devotees, but there's so much more, I think, that could be done.
I see it so much in Springfield. The international visitors that we get on Route 66 is amazing. I was out doing a TV interview for a local TV station in Springfield the other day outside of a North End a restaurant in Springfield that's kind of a 66 icon. And a gentleman walked up from Bremen, Germany, who was traveling across 66 and just stopped to take some photos of that location. And that, I think that really underscores the fact that there's so many international visitors, so many European visitors, so many Chinese visitors as well, that they have a bucket list item to fly into Chicago, rent a car, rent a motorcycle, and drive across 66. And it's really amazing to see. It's actually, you know, there's as many people that come into Springfield for 66 as there are for Lincoln. It's pretty,
is it really?
It's amazing thing. I mean, it's, and many more international visitors, honestly. And in a place like Springfield where you can bring Lincoln and 66 together, it certainly has a lot to offer for people who want to come check out the capital city.
They're all there for the cozy dog.
Cozy dogs. Don't eat too many of those, but they're very good. They're very good.
We're speaking to Republican State Representative Tim Butler from Springfield. I'm Rick Pearson. This is your Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in historic Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue, where conditions seem to be clearing up just a bit. And joining me here in studio is Republican State Representative Tim Butler from Springfield. We were talking about the Illinois Bicentennial coming up. The Statehood Day is in December.
December 3rd. December 3rd is when President Monroe signed the congressional authorization, and we became the 21st state.
I feel so old because I remember the sesquicentennial. Okay.
You know, so even though we're both Cubs fans here, but since we're in the Sox studio, the Sox did a really neat thing this summer. It's also the 50th anniversary of the A's moving to Oakland.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, a month or so ago, it was throwback night for the A's when they were playing in Oakland. And the Sox wore 1968 uniforms with the sesquicentennial patch
on it.
The patch
really?
from the sesquicentennial year. So it was a pretty cool thing for the Sox. Yeah.
The Sox do a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
They really do. We talked about the bicentennial. We talked about state diversity. I want to ask you, coming out of this past spring session, I detected an unusual tone of optimism. And I hate to say that it was an unusual tone, but I not like it's kumbaya times, but just kind of a realization factor that, you know, we can do better than what we've done before.
This is my, I was sworn in 2015, so this is actually my fourth spring session that I've been there at the state capitol. And everyone's been different. The attitude and the atmosphere in each one has been different every year that I've been there. Obviously, the two that we had the budget impasse were really three that we had a budget impasse the first 3 years,
right,
were very difficult. And I think this spring there was a realization that we didn't want to go down that path again. Very honestly, it was a little easier to craft a budget this year, given the fact that the tax increase was implemented over the governor's veto and the objection of some of us last year. But that certainly lays the groundwork from a revenue side of things. But at the end of the day, I think the governor and the four leaders allowed some rank and file members to come together and craft a bipartisan budget that's at least we believe is balanced. So we'll see with things like the Thompson Sales Center you were talking about earlier. And I think that really kind of pervaded kind of the atmosphere and the attitude for the entire General Assembly this spring. We didn't see as much acrimony as we've seen over the last few years. I think people kind of kept everything in check. And hopefully moving forward, we're past what we've seen over the last few years, and we can move forward. We've got a lot of big challenges in this state. We all know property taxes are a burden in this state. The overall tax burden is bad in this state. We're seeing people leave the state. We need to address those situations. But I think this was a step in the right direction with a bipartisan budget and hopefully a different attitude for state government.
Well, I think my story last Sunday, I said only in Illinois couldn't an election year bring a sense of normalcy to things.
That's true. But it's only June, so I'm sure things will get crazy between now and November.
Sure. But the fact that this seemed to be driven, I think, as you alluded to, that this was driven more bottom up.
It really was. And I think, you know, we had some good people from the House Republican Caucus, people like Tom Demmer and Patty Bellick that kind of led the charge. The Democrats did as well. I know, you know, Greg Harris on the House Dem side kind of led the charge. So, you know, it really was an effort to, like you said, get back to normalcy. But there was a lot of input from regular members. I had a lot of discussions with our folks who were at the table about items that were or were not in the budget, which I think was good. And that is something that's different than we've seen over the past few years. I wish we would get back to a more normal process where the appropriations committees are actually having some oversight of revenue and spending. I think that would be a good thing. But maybe, you know, in the next session, that's something we can get back to and have even more normalcy with it.
Well, and I was nothing against the leadership, but it just seemed that, you know, we've seen that game played out before. And then it's become a game of one-upsmanship where the members just have to, you know, kind of take it.
Well, I think,
hands.
You know, it became obvious over the last few years that it was very difficult for the governor and the speaker to sit in the room together and have a discussion for whatever reason. And I think that really made it difficult to move forward. So to have some of the more, you know, non-leadership members get in the room together and just basically tell everybody this is the way we're going to go, I think has been a good thing. But we'll see if it lasts. I won't discount as well things that have happened from coming out of the Me Too movement and how that's kind of overshadowed things at the state capitol. Obviously, we've seen some things in the last couple weeks that have broke that are big issues. But I think that helped, in a way, focus on some big issues like that we need to focus on. I'm on the House Sexual Discrimination and Harassment Task Force, and talking about some of those issues, you know, at the same time while we're trying to craft a budget, hopefully has led to the rhetoric being toned down a little bit while we're trying to tackle some of these big issues.
And, I mean, and that's an issue that isn't really a partisan issue.
It's not. Not at all. It's something that we need to address and we need to take care of, and we need to make sure people are educated. You saw with the woman that came forward the other day when she says that she didn't know where to turn to address the concerns that she's having, the problems that she's faced. I think that's a real issue for those of us in our positions. We need to make sure that staff know exactly where to turn. And that's we need to have a system in place that ensures that staff are taken care of when they have these concerns. And we need to make sure that they're educated and give them the resources that they need.
Yeah, it's not like there's an HR office.
No, and that's one of the big things, you know, from me being on the congressional level, being a staff person on the congressional level for so long, we would have, you know, the U.S. House has a very professional, well-run kind of HR human resources organization that you know where to turn. We really don't have that per se in the state house, not certainly on that kind of level. And I think that is something we probably need to take a look at. You don't need a partisan HR department. It can be one that helps, you know, both caucuses,
almost like a CMS,
right?
CMS,
yeah, exactly, kind of, exactly. And that's, you know, that's what they do on the federal level in Congress. And I think that would be a good example to use as we move forward to try to address some of these issues.
That's Tim Butler, Republican State Representative from Springfield and a member of the Illinois Bicentennial Commission. Tim, great to have you here in studio.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.